Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day today. Also, we'd like to also thank you for all of you for sharing the channel, commenting it, liking, and really subscribing to it. And if you haven't subscribed already, just hit that little red button and boom, it's all done. All good there. So thank you for doing that. We have a great guest on for you today, singer-songwriter Scott Howard. Scott's life has had many visitations from face-to-face with angels. Angels to three beings standing up in the sun, parallel realities, glitches in the matrix. Scott has performed nationally as a musician for over 20 years and is riding the musical wave on a path to enlightenment with a new genre of music called source music in 432, which he's going to let us know a little bit about that too. So, brother Scott, welcome, man. How are you?
Hey, everybody. All together now. Yeah. No, I'm in the room right now. It's amazing to hear with people. I think it was Best Buy yesterday, and I walked up to one of the salespeople, and I got too close to him, and he almost jumped out of his skin because he thought I was going to give him the plague or something. It's like when you know the truth and you know so much, it's like you really feel bad for the people that are asleep because they're literally under a spell.
Yes.
When you come too close to truth, they get angry. They literally attack you.
Yeah, they do.
They call you names. It's a very interesting exchange in conversation, because it's not a conversation. It's almost like the Republicans talking to the Democrats.
Yeah.
Even though they're all the same, because you got the pedophiles in both of them, but you have my mother is a Democrat.
Don't live in the same house, do you?
No. And
you talk to her still, right?
Are you still friends?
Well, I flew to Florida last week, and I took her to dinner, and she literally was wearing two masks on her face, not one but two.
Aww.
And she went into the restaurant. We went to Deck 84 in Delray, and literally she was yelling at the people working there, why aren't you wearing a mask? And why? Yeah. And the thing is, I know what's going on. So it's like, you know, mom, you know, A, you don't have to, but B, listen, the elderly, you know, mentally, they're going after the elderly anyway.
Yes, yes.
You know, because they figure they could get them to vote for, you know, the Biden clone.
Mm-hmm. The Biden clone, exactly.
All right, everybody. Yeah, so anyway, Scott, I want to get the audience to get an opportunity to know you, and just, you know, from your bio that I was reading here, you know, you had a face-to-face with an angel. Like as an angel, as far as an angel, or like a really, really pretty lady?
So that night, I had a visit from about eight entities came walking through my wall in my master bedroom.
Wow.
Walking through your wall.
In the same day that you took the photos?
I took the picture of the woman the night before.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, the ships came in and parked above me. And then that night, I had a visitation. Little beings with hoods, you know, grays. And then the woman came through the wall, and she was like 9 feet tall.
Mm.
And I'm talking, I'm saying, oh, that's what you look like. And my significant other didn't see anything.
Mm.
I'm talking to nothing in the room, and she thinks, okay, he's crazy.
Yeah.
You need to go see a doctor. And so that was that night. So I had the visitation. They came through the walls, and they were pulling at my covers, so I could feel that there was a physical interaction going there.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning.
Now, were you freaking out, or were you just kind of like back
off? I was actually pretty calm.
Mm-hmm.
Even though inside I was, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
I was calm for my, you know, for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't see what I was seeing.
Right.
And I just had a feeling something was going to come that night. And sure enough, you know, certain things you're when you see them, you see them. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of like etheric. They came through the walls and they were see-through. But they were there and I could see them, you know, they were all there. And it was kind of like a DMT trip. And without the DMT. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, I woke up and I had the camera on the sun. And I had it on a stand at the sun. I don't know why I did it. I just had a feeling to do that. And all of a sudden, three beings stood up in the sun.
Three beings stood up in the sun.
And so I had the sun with three beings standing up like in the sun, like they were as big as the sun.
Wow.
Kind of like, you know, one of those Fatima, you know, miracles, whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Me, I'm a pessimist. So I was like, all right, so let me get this clear. When I call my wife in the room, you're going to sit down, right? So you're going to make me look like a complete fool. So thank God I had the video running. And I finally called Debbie in, and sure enough, you know, it was they were gone. So thank God I had an iMovie. So I put it into iMovie and you can see the screens. But what scared me most was how they did it. And I either remote viewed how they did it. I think it was like a remote view. Mm-hmm. I saw them walking up steps in the sky, putting on green screen suits, scrunching down in front of the sun and standing up.
That's wild.
They literally controlled our reality of what we can see.
What do you think happened, Scott, that they were reaching out to you and your wife at that point in time?
Going through something?
Yeah, what do you think? Is there something that triggered that where they were like, okay, let's grab him here?
Well, I think what happened was they knew they see time forwards and back, so they see everything happening at the same time, which is what the clouds are. The clouds are a 5D realm. It's a whole world up there. That's why China's getting pictures of buildings all the time up there. Mm-hmm. Literally, it's the past, present, and future happening so quickly, it looks like clouds. Mm. And what happened was they must have seen me, the loss of my son. And
this was before that?
This was before the loss of my son.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was writing music, but I really didn't. I've always been writing music for many years. Even as a kid, I think I was 7, 8 years old and I was writing music. But I always wondered, you know, what makes me different than any other musician? Am I good enough? You know, you always go through these things in your head, you know, the questions. And, you know, maybe I should get a job and forget about the music.
Yeah.
Well, Spirit said, no, you're going to forget about the job and you're going to work on your life's soul mission, which is to bring a new genre of music to the world in a frequency that helps raise the frequency of the listener and the planet, which is what we must do. Mm-hmm. So service to others is the key, which is what you're doing. And you know, everyone that we know is service to others. Mm-hmm. We think about, you know, how can we make the world a better place? Well, everyone, every whistleblower, everyone that's, they've all got, you know, what their experiences are, but they don't have the answer to how to fix it. And the way you fix it is to change the frequency of the planet. Mm-hmm. Mother Earth is going to go up to 5D, and we better go with her because we're like dogs, you know, fleas on a dog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Us right off if we're not, you know, if she can't not feel us because we're at the same frequency. I was driving and I saw the clouds, and the clouds were all animated. It was like they had gotten their souls, and I saw them all hugging each other and like families of clouds. Mm. It was the weirdest thing. Like it was a DMT trip. Like yeah. I was in Alice in Wonderland. It was the strangest thing. So my wife goes into the pharmacy and I'm in the parking lot. And all of a sudden the angel flies down out of the sky and stands in front of me. And I say to him, I go to him, now you come. I was angry. I don't know why I was angry. I was pissed. Maybe after all the crap I went through that weekend, I mean, the mental, I was afraid. So I wrote a song. I think I sent it to you, called Angel Numbers. Mm. Because ever since the angel came down out of the sky, a year later my son was taken. Mm. So he was there. He looked at me like he had a pity. He had something in his eyes.
The angel?
The angel.
Yeah, the angel. And he had the bluest eyes I'd ever seen and long blonde hair. And I think it was Michael, because I have seen Michael's sword in the sky three times.
Wow.
Really, and I have a picture of it. It's going to be in the book. I saw it twice awake, and I saw it one time in a dream when they were destroying the earth.
What messages, because you said you think that they were there to send you messages before your son's passing. Did you interpret any specific messages from them at the time, or did you foresee, not anything about your son, but did you foresee anything maybe in your life that you felt like you were going to be going through a transition?
Well, obviously at that time I felt something had changed drastically, because when you see this, you can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Just to go back quickly, I was getting in my car at my condo, and I looked to my right, and there was a giant standing there, like joking around, thinking that nobody saw him because they're in a higher frequency. And I looked at him, and I pointed at him. I said, "I see you." And he freaked. He went back against the building, but he went back against like the 10th floor of the building. He was that tall.
Wow.
These beings are in a whole different realm than we are. Mm-hmm. So now I see etheric beings. I see the hidden ones a lot more. And now I see angel numbers.
Scott just drops this stuff on you, right? Yeah. And so when you
I gotta go right now. I'll talk to you later about a week. You know?
When you have these visitations and you have these things happen, and then with the loss of your son happens now. So what is your what is your relationship now to what happened there? Is that when you've seen them, is your relationship to your son passing, do you still feel that, as far as like, do you feel a sense of peace there? Or is there anger, frustration, or have these beings been helping you get peace throughout this?
Yeah, the angels help me with my peace. The music, the writing of the music cathartically helps me, because I'm writing it and it brings my son closer to me, because he was a musician as well. We were going to tour together. And he was going to be, my lead guitarist. So, the songs I write are real. In other words, most of the songs I hear today are about, I'm driving in my truck down the road and I met a girl at a bar, and, it's like, okay, I get it. But the music I write is prophetic, in that it's written about either something that hasn't happened yet that's going to happen, was something that's happening right now, which is obviously Harvest Blessings is another song on my album, The Language of Clouds, which is out now. And that's an acoustic song, and it's about when the storm is over, drenched in tears by Mother Earth. It's about when everything's over, when the world becomes aware of all the atrocities and crimes against humanity that has been done to us, and the world wakes up to, like, oh my God, what have we been living through for the last, whatever it is, 6,000 or 100,000 years? And so the song is there to heal, or to help healing. And again, Our Beautiful Ones is a song that, I gotta get some water, but is about,
you need me to take,
do
you need to take a break, Scott? I can pause.
Yeah. Let me go get some water.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Yeah. No worries.
And then if you want to, amazing, the difference in taste.
Oh, when you pray over your water?
Pray over your water. 1 second.
Yeah, no worries.
Make sure I don't advertise something.
Yeah, no worries. No,
that's, I don't want to advertise anything right now.
Yeah. We'll have you hold that up, man. No worries. And we're gonna have Scott's music there. As you can see, he's taking a little bit of a break there. Yeah, man.
This is actually, I'm not showing it to promote it, but I'm showing
it. No, promote
this.
It, man. It's all good.
Yeah.
This is actually The Language of Clouds, which is out now. This is a photograph of my son going to heaven.
Ah.
So if you look at it closely here, you can see that the clouds are alive. I'm sorry, yeah. The clouds
are
alive.
Beautiful.
They're all looking up at what's going on up here. And if you look over here, look over there, you'll see that
you got to lift it up just a little bit, yep.
Yeah.
There you go, I can see, yeah.
The being is turning his head.
Oh.
Right. Let's see. Hold on. Yeah, the being, the orange, the light being, right there. You can see two
eyes. Yeah.
Turning his head and watching my son up here go to heaven, and behind him is a picture of a little girl.
Oh, wow.
Little girl's face right there. So it's wow. And then this, the back cover, is you can, it's a spaceship on the cover.
Are you still seeing these things now? To fast forward since 2017 or 16 when you saw it originally, are you still seeing them now on a regular basis?
I see beings in my room because they're all there. They're all lined up there. So having sex ain't easy. Well, you know, you have an audience. And it's like, when you know things are not what they are, it's like, you know, they're holding up, you know, 10, you know, one, did a real bad job there. And then anyway, so it's like the room is filled with spirits. And, but with me, I always see the angel numbers and I see them everywhere. It's the weirdest thing. The new song from the next album, the album's called Angel Numbers, obviously, but I see them on carpet, you know, I see it on screens, on photographs. I was on an airplane and I was in the bathroom and I looked down on the floor while I was, you know, in deep thought in the bathroom, and there were numbers across the floor.
Your numbers.
Everything is, I truly believe this is a computer holographic game, if you will, and that's why they can make anything anywhere, literally. I mean,
do you think that they were crossing timelines, or are they crossing into our dimension, or?
The timelines are, there's two timelines. One's a really shitty one, and the other one's phenomenal. My wife actually had a dream, I want to say about 3 years ago, where we were taken off planet to another place, and it was beautiful. I mean, it's just magnificent. And those who wanted to come back to Earth could, but they were warned. If you go back, you can't come here again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's not the place to be. So the beings on the planet said to Debbie, this girl wanted to go back to be with her family, and she was upset because her family wasn't chosen to come here, to, you know, for the harvest, which is, again, harvest blessings in the song. So Debbie was afraid. She goes, you know, if I go, I want to be able to come back. He goes, yes, you're a traveler. You can go between the worlds. So Debbie went and took the girl back, and Debbie was walking in a mall, and it was very gray, not a lot of people. It's very strange, not a lot of people. It's how it is now, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And, it just was a very depressing planet.
Was it a planet in itself, or was it like a version of our planet, like maybe a dimension in our planet? You know what I mean?
I think it's something that's to come.
I think it's something to come. What we're about to see.
If we're going to go through I saw the soul harvest machines. They were cloaked offshore, on the ocean, up and down the ocean, up and down these shoreline. I saw these huge things. It was like August, maybe a year or two ago. And I saw these things up. And I knew what they were. Internally, I knew what they were, that they were soul harvest machines. But this dream she had, I was actually jealous in a way that she had the dream. But thank God I was with her.
The ships with the giants wasn't enough for you?
No.
You don't want to share, do you? You're not a good sharer.
Very bad with sharing. It's the one thing I got to learn. But so she saw us being taken to this new world, and that people can come back. And there was there's an island offshore that you can swim out to and gain knowledge. So it was a pretty specific dream, you know. I mean, I've had dreams as a kid where I was, I grew up in Long Island, and there was a place called Nunley's Carousel, one of those, you know, amusement parks, but not big ones. And the dream was I would be on one of those cars on a track, and I'd go through a toll booth, and there'd be a frog at the toll booth. And then I'd continue, and I'd go down into a ramp into a basement. And these frogs, like 5-6 foot tall, trying to catch me. And I'd go underneath the pool table to get away from them. And then the next thing would be I'd be driving up out of the ramp. And I'd had this dream for years, every night. So something happened to me as a child. I don't know what it was, but in any case, our dreams are sometimes a look into another parallel reality, or they're very, what's the word I'm looking for? Because the dream about the crystal people.
Do you think that we are changing, our human DNA is changing to be more like that, more crystalline?
Yeah, we have to. I think that you know, we're going to such a highly energetic part of the universe that in order for us to survive, we have to raise our frequency. And as we raise our frequency, our DNA changes. And
Are we in it right now, Scott? Or are we like in the, like comparatively speaking, are we in the beginning, middle, or end stages?
We're getting close. I think, you know, between now and 2024.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen? What do you see?
The timelines are going to split, and we're, you know, the people that are, you know, hopefully the light workers have done the right job, and you know, we go off on the. You know, on the good timeline where there's peace and love and you know, love and light and all that stuff, and you know, the other ones, like I said, like my wife's dream, you know. So whether we're on the same planet, maybe that planet was Earth that mm-hmm. you talked about, and it's just the 5D Earth and versus the 3D Earth.
Do you think this is symbolic of like maybe when you take a look at the Bible that talks about the rapture of some sort?
Well, the Bible is, you know, Revelations is more metaphorically. It's about our chakras. You know, when you realize what the Bible, Revelations is, and you read it from a different point of view, you understand what it's about, because it was hidden, it's written in code, because they didn't want the, you know, the elites to kill them. So they there were books that were taken out. You know, the Gospel of
There was quite a few of them. You would say then in the next couple years you think there's going to be the split, and then where do you what's it going to be like? Do you think this was my original question. Do you think that we're going to be able to connect with people that are on the other side easier when we make this more into the transition?
I think that they are just in a higher frequency. They're energetic, and you know, as we move towards the veil, and the veil is going to is breaking it now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
The Matrix is pretty much breaking. With all these videotapes of planes not moving in the sky, and you know, I've got photographs of the ocean where half the ocean is going this way and half the ocean is going that way, straight line, and it looks like there's a mirror. It looks like a virtual reality, and so I think that as time becomes less important, I think that's the only thing that differentiates us from the off-world beings. Is that they're not held in place by a clock.
Mm.
We are. You know, this planet is literally encased in a net that keeps our time dilation different than anyone else's, you know, outside. My feeling is that we're not on a ball.
Mm-hmm. You think the Earth is flat? You're a flat earther?
No, I think that it's kind of like this, it's round, and this in the bottom, and I think it's hollow on the inside, and you've got a flat realm on top, a flat realm below.
Are we living? Is this hell? Is this hell right now?
I think hell. Yeah, I think hell is below us. You know, I think there is an underground pit with where the demons were, and actually, that psychic out of Australia was pretty close. I mean, what was going on in Australia was unbelievable. With all the tunnels, but the pit with all the demons and the gargoyles and the minotaurs and these big giants with one eye. I mean, it was hell. And then all the children that they were breeding and they were feeding off of.
Mm-hmm.
What she saw underneath there, and then she saw at the Vatican, underneath the Vatican, she saw, what was the name of the, it's another demon.
Lucifer?
No, not Lucifer.
Lilith?
Balthazar. He's like 20 feet tall. Mm-hmm. He's chained to a throne, and these, you know, these cardinal pieces of shit, mm-hmm. walking around with red shoes made of children,
mm-hmm.
Are prostrated on the ground in front of this thing, and that's who they pray to. you know, my song, I wrote a song called Written in the Clouds. And there's a line, as the Vatican is blessed by another, the clouds collide and fight each other. So the Vatican is you know, works with, in league with, you know, the devil. Mm-hmm. And they're all gone. I mean, you know, Trump's taking them all down, and this is a swamp.
This is a swamp. This is a swamp he was referring to.
What do you think is going to happen with the upcoming election?
Trump's going to win. You know, he's not running against anything. Mm-hmm. It'll be a, you know, a typical clusterfuck.
Yeah.
But he's got, you know, he's done more than any president since George Washington. I mean, mm-hmm. it's amazing what this man
it's
is.
It's extraordinary. Yeah,
it really is.
He was at my wedding. So, I mean, it's not like I have never met him before. Mm-hmm. And Clinton, I mean, you all know who these people are, or they're not even people, but who these beings are. They're just, you know, this is a classic fight of good and evil. I saw angels on horseback in the sky fighting the battle. I saw this in the sky.
Wow. So,
then I moved out to California, and my next door neighbors were found with kids in cages.
Your next door neighbors were found with kids in cages. That's crazy, man. What's happening there?
Wait. Hold on a second. So your next door neighbor, they were
not the next, about, you know, a couple down.
Relatively speaking, yeah. So did somebody report it? How did they find the children?
Well, they've been staking out Beverly Hills and the Hollywood, you know, pedophiles forever. And
wow, that's disgusting.
There's more going on underneath Beverly Hills than is going on above Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
The cloning
facilities
there. You know, they clone all these actors to fight in a ring, and I mean, it's crazy stuff that what they're doing. That it sounds like Westworld.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I truly believe.
Did you ever come across the cloning center?
What?
Have you ever come across a cloning center in California? I know they are definitely in California.
Yeah, the big time. I mean, they've had cloning since the, you know, 20s and 30s.
That's why they're fighting like hell right there, right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that what it's like right there? Like, you being from California, are they fighting like hell? They like, does it feel like they're scratching and clawing to keep that existence there?
Yeah, I mean, you look at all these stars like De Niro. I mean, whoever screams the loudest is probably the worst. Mm-hmm. And you know, you think about it, we're learning that the technology thousands of years ago was way in excess of what ours is today, or what we've been told ours is today. So think about it. If the technology that the Egyptians had, or going back prior, was ships flying into Sumer, you know, what the hell are we living in the 1950s for? Mm-hmm. You know, the technology that's in Antarctica, you know, the breakaway civilization that's there, is like Star Trek, and then some. Mm-hmm. We're the lepers. we're out here catching up, but the tech that Trump's going to bring to the people, you know, all the cures and free energy and things that are coming, that is going to change. That's going to be put us to the 5G.
That's going to put us.
That'll put us into 5D. You know, where all these things that we know, nothing makes sense. Why are we flying on a plane, a jet? Why in the world are we not flying, you know, anti-gravity by now? That's mm-hmm. because all of them are. I mean, mm-hmm. all the elites,
yes.
you know, yep. the underground subway systems. I mean, under the pyramids, they found, I knew this about 30 years ago, under the pyramids, there's a whole city with a lake and subway system going back thousands of years, mm-hmm. subway systems, mansions. It's a whole other world.
In the pyramids of where the Giza. In Egypt. Okay, got it.
You just left Florida. I mean California. Did you leave because you were forced to leave because of the fires?
No.
You were just over it.
You just need to get out of that energy.
It was time to go. We wanted to move out of California. Debbie wanted to be with her daughter, who lives in Chicago. So, you know, we're here, but it's just the way things work. And when I was driving from LA in the RV to Chicago, which again, we put in the, part of it will be in the film that is in final edit right now, which is called again, I can't remember. It's World Ascension Tour, a Lightworker's Journey live at Village Studios in 432. The Village Studios is a very famous recording place. Actually, the Chili Peppers were there when I was recording. And actually, they're still there now. But this is a first of a kind film. The film is about, has interviews of me, and the music is all in 432. It's new, old music, new music, and music yet to come. It's very cool. And again, it's all in 432, so there's never been a film like it that's out there. So,
Scott, 432, just for everybody just tuning in here and checking it out for the first time, 432, can you give us a just an analogy of what that actually means to us?
Again, there's most of our broadcasting and tuning of instruments are at 440 right now. And this was done at World War II when we lost the war. We didn't win the World War II, we lost World War II. And the Germans had technology that they got from the reptilians in Antarctica. And when Admiral Byrd went there, he got his ass handed to him, and they took over all the corporations in America. Paperclip came, and everything is run by the Germans. And in any case, before I lose my train of thought,
that's okay.
They just did. Come back. Yeah, you're the question again?
No worries, man. That's all right. That's the beauty of editing too, right?
Yeah.
So the 432 in relation, can you use an analogy? Yeah. Just an analogy of what that means to us.
Yeah, so understand what you have now. The 440 was put in place to keep us at a low density. And as long as we have tuning and broadcasting like this in 440, that it's very hard to raise your vibration because you're being programmed constantly. And it's easier to program you at 440 because it's a very low primal frequency that you get angry, you get agitated. So they can program you that way. Once they hit you enough times, they can program you. But with us, we're awake. We don't get programmed anymore. Still doing times, but on the whole, no. But 432 is where things were. Thousands, 800 years ago, 500 years ago, when Bach, Beethoven, when they were doing and writing whatever, orchestral music, it was meant to raise the frequency of the individual to make them be as close to heaven as possible with the music. And that is hopefully what I've done with with the music here.
Thank you very much. This song is called Harvest Blessings, also in 432. Is over, drenched in tears by Mother Earth. The sunrise coming as the trumpets herald the new birth. Time to weep is over, all emotions spent. It's the harvest of these blessings, of lessons learned, paths chosen, now lost and blurred. Hearts on earth, enlightening found. Love now fruitful, no false wars for a crown. The time has come, the cup is blown. Heaven's veil is open to roam. No vacancy sign is down. The tickets are free for all. For what's coming next on this magical journey? It's our turn, yes. Are you ready? Illumination, the training wheels are off. ancient darkness has been exposed. Many childhoods lost. A forbidden truth, a light taken from our youth. It's the harvest of all blessings, the birthright for being of truth. To get close at those who spark the rancid flames, the trumpet's truth that false flags claims. Time has come, the cup is blown. Heaven's veil is open to roam. The frequency's known to enter is free for all. For what's coming next on this magical journey? It's our turn, yes. Waking now from your sleep, brush the cobwebs from your feet. Open your heart and mind, the truth is yours to find. So manifest your best, don't exist like all the rest. Stop running in circles, your mind creates nightmares and miracles. Storm is over, drenched in tears by Mother Earth.
All right, everybody. Scott, that was great, man. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that music with us. And everybody, if you go to scotthowardmusic.com, you can get a download of Language of the Clouds and Ascended Man. There's going to be a comment section in there. So you just put your information, your email on there, let them know that you heard about it from Spiritually Raw, and you will get that and enjoy that. It's great stuff there, right?
It's a free download. You
free
keep missing
download.
That
oh, well, you just cleared it up for everybody. So there you go, everybody. It's free. Even better, right?
Exactly right. Well, the money's worth it, nothing anyway. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what they say. So Scott, before you love and leave, is anything you want to share with our audience? Where you're going to be? What's going on new for you?
Well, again, we have the film coming out, which is going to be available on Patreon as well as pay per view. We're actually working on some things with pay per view, but it's again, it covers all my albums and some new stuff. And then I have an ebook, which is called The Language of Clouds. So when you buy the film and you view it, you get a free download of the ebook, which talks about my life, the awakening I went through, and all the photos that I took. Mm. I've got some amazing photos, actually some parallel reality photos, which will blow your mind. There'll be the record, the soundtrack for the movie is coming out in vinyl. So I believe in the old ways. And
that'll be fun.
So pre-order the record on my website. So please go there, because it's only going to be a limited run in vinyl. And
you're going to sell the machine that they can play the vinyl on?
Yes, I don't sell the machine. No, no. Right. But they can use the nail and
got it. Okay. So someone hit real fast. Scott Howard, everybody.
Awesome.
Thank you, my brother, for being
so
with
much,
us. Really.
Scott.
Yeah, it's great
and
to share your story.
Your
man. Yeah. I hope
and
that
your song,
yeah,
and your music.
I hope that light still shines along with you always, man. You know, forever, man. You're a great soul.
I've got a Spotify. They want to hear all the music. So it's Scott Howard music from Source in 432.
Got it.
And they can hear all my music played there. But thank you so much for having me, guys.
Oh, you got it, brother. Man,
so
much love
to
you. Much love.
Doing light workers work, and you know, it takes one to know one.
Yeah, absolutely. Right on, man. Thank you for that, man. Thanks. Much love to you, all right? Much love on your journey. We look forward to hearing a lot more of you and seeing a lot more of you. So, hey, everybody, hope you enjoyed it, because we most certainly did on this end for sure. And don't forget to check out Scott at his website, all right?
And together we'll turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.